The sheer number of coronavirus cases in other countries like Italy and China is staggering. And a big reason we're seeing those numbers is because there's been robust testing for COVID-19. In South Korea, for instance, people have the option of getting tested through drive-through screening facilities. But here in the U.S., it's a different story. According to the Centers for Disease Control, as of today, there have been fewer than 9,000 specimens tested by CDC and public health labs since January. Joining us now is Crystal Watson, who is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Crystal, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much, Tanya.
So the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases estimated that this week about 4 million test kits will be delivered to labs across the country. That's after there were problems with the CDC tests. I'd like to know, is it clear how many people have been tested so far in the United States, and are those reliable numbers?
Yeah, so it's a moving target. We don't have a handle on all of the people who have been tested, but we do know the capacity for testing right now, which is about 16,000 tests per day, and that's increasing as we go along. So in addition to the CDC tests, state labs are doing testing, other private labs are doing testing, so it's hard to have a handle as this grows on the numbers of tests that are being done.
I'm just wondering, is it a setback in terms of containing the spread of the virus that there weren't enough tests available when the virus first appeared in this country?
Well, we really can't fight effectively what we can't see. So I think the delay in testing really did set us back. Fortunately, now we're catching up, but we have seen community spread of this virus now, and we're not sure how widespread that is at this point because we haven't been able to test enough people. So that makes it hard to roll out public health interventions that can help slow the spread.
Yeah. In addition to the actual test kits, also a big question, is there the public health infrastructure to speed through this process of testing and getting accurate information to doctors and patients?
Right. So the public health labs are doing a great job. They're getting done as many tests as they can at this point. And I think as we start to bring more other testing facilities online, this is going to expand our capacity greatly. So we have Quest and LabCorp that just started testing yesterday. And so that will be a big addition to the good work that public health is doing.
Can you give us a general description of how people are tested, how this test actually works?
Right. So when someone goes in to be tested, there are a number of ways that a doctor or a nurse could collect a sample. But I think the most common way is going to be through a throat swab. Then that swab will be sent to a laboratory, and that sample will be tested for genetic material from the virus.
You mentioned some of those private companies that now have their own tests. The Gates Foundation says it's developing a home test kit for coronavirus. Do you think that's helpful?
I think any way we can get testing out there is going to be helpful. Having tests that are sent through the mail may delay the results a little bit, but I do think that these innovative ways to test people is going to be a benefit going forward to help fight the coronavirus.
So I referenced South Korea had these drive-up tests. They were testing 10,000 people a day. Do you think that 10,000 people should be tested every day here in the United States?
Yes, I think at least that many should be tested. We have a big country here, and we have a lot of susceptible people. So we should be testing mildly symptomatic people in addition to those severely sick people who are in the hospitals.
Okay, because as it stands right now, what health officials are saying is that we can't really test you unless you have a fever, unless you actually come in with pretty severe symptoms.
Yeah, that's changing. So now we've heard from the White House level that we're going to be able to test mildly symptomatic cases, and we need to be doing that for the sake of those people so we can manage their care, but also for the sake of the larger public health effort to start slowing the spread of this disease.
That's Crystal Watson. She's a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Crystal, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Tanya.